Hello friends, we are on chapter 10. Like we saw in our previous two chapters, bank guarantees, letter of credit. Here we have a special chapter. This is also a sort of non-funded credit facility in the form of foreign exchange facility. This is of special importance in trade finance whenever there is a payment to be made in foreign currency. The learning objective of this chapter would be to understand different foreign exchange facilities offered by the bank. And this foreign exchange facility can be offered on behalf of importers as well as exporters. Based on the type of activity undertaken, bank always offers facilities to either importers or exporters. Now let us first understand why foreign exchange facilities are required. Where an individual who can be an importer or an exporter, and there is a transaction happening of purchase or sale, and this transaction is denominated in foreign currency, both importer and exporter are exposed to the fluctuations in foreign exchange. For a simple reason, that a transaction say happens today, the payment may happen after some days. And based on the transaction that happens today, it is not necessary that the currency would be having the same value tomorrow or some days after today. And here comes the requirement of someone assuring the same rate that is offered today to be paid tomorrow or after a certain period. And this sort of comfort level is provided by the bank. Since the importer and exporter is exposed to loss due to the fluctuations in foreign currency, he requires an assistance from the bank to manage his foreign exchange through the foreign exchange facilities. And here comes the importance of a banker offering foreign exchange facilities. It can be an importer or to an exporter also. So friends, foreign exchange facilities that are provided by the bank can be classified into four types: forward contracts, the forward rate agreements, the caps and the collars, as well as the futures and the options. Let's understand each one of them, and that will help us to understand the various types of foreign exchange facilities that are offered by the bank to its clients. The first one is a forward contract. When we talk about a forward contract can be defined as a contract entered into by a bank with its customer or another bank for an exchange transaction to be put through at some future date at an agreed rate of exchange. So forward contract is done between two parties. One is a bank, another is a customer, and this contract is put through for an agreed rate of foreign exchange at a future date. So this is crystallized, or this is agreed on today what will be the transaction tomorrow or at a specified date in a forward contract. So now let's see the benefits of a forward contract. The first and the foremost benefit is it frees the bank as well as the customer, because the transaction is settled today itself for whatever the transaction that is going to happen at a later date. And it frees from the risk arising out of the fluctuations in the rates of exchange. So irrespective of the rates changing later, it won't get an impact on the transaction that is agreed today. That is the best part of a forward contract. Forward contract acts like an insurance cover against the risk resulting from fluctuations in the rates of exchange and consequential losses. And this is of great benefit for those related with trade finance, those concerned with payments in foreign exchange. And just like an insurance cover, they get protected from the fluctuations that can happen in foreign exchange at a later date. Let us see some terms that are related with forward contract. The first term is the contract amount. The contract must be for a fixed and definite amount. The parties, there must be at least two parties. In a forward contract, there has to be two parties. Rate at which a contract is concluded must be mentioned. The place of delivery has to be specified. It is assumed that foreign exchange will be delivered or paid for at a bank at a place identified. And the mode of delivery should also be mentioned. The manner in which the foreign exchange will be delivered should be clearly stated in the forward contract. Let us move one step further to forward purchase contracts. What are forward purchase contracts? Forward purchase contracts are normally booked for export of goods, export of services, as well as purchase of foreign currency. When we talk about forward sale contracts are booked for import of goods, repayment of foreign currency loans, as well as remittances in foreign currency. So these are two specific specifications of forward purchase contract and forward sale contracts. The next type of a forward contract is a forward rate agreement, which we popularly call it as FRA. FRAs are agreements between two parties, one of whom is the borrower, another is typically a bank. So here again there are two parties, one is a borrower, another is the bank, wherein they agree to deal for a deposit or a loan, an agreed amount for specified contract and at an agreed rate. FRA deals only with interest rates, and there is no commitment or obligation by any of the parties of the FRA to make a loan or deposit. So it's a simply an arrangement between two parties. They agree to deal for a deposit or a loan, an agreed amount for a specified contract period and at an agreed contract rate. So friends, what is the outcome of this FRA? The difference between the agreed LIBOR rate and the actual rate that may be ruling on the specified date will be made good by one party to the other. So this totally protects them from the fluctuation that happens on that specified date. The contract amount is only a notional amount and to be used in calculation of the settlement amount, because here we are talking specifically in terms of the interest rate. The main characteristics of an FRA are: FRAs can be for any amount. The contract date can be up to 2 years. FRAs can cover precise periods. FRAs give the opportunity to hedge the interest rate exposures without actual borrowings or lendings. FRAs are contingent liabilities, and FRAs deal with only interest rate movements. So these are specific characteristics of an FRA. Now let's move to yet another foreign exchange facility. First we saw the forward contracts, next we saw the forward rate agreements, FRAs, and now we will look at the caps and collars, popularly known as the bands. Caps and collars are products that major international banks are offering as a hedge or insurance cover against the fluctuations in the London Interbank Offer Rate, which is popularly known as the LIBOR. The borrowers decide the maximum LIBOR that he is willing to pay for the loan over its currency, and then enters into a contract with a bank under which the bank charges a fee or guarantees the maximum LIBOR to the client. So here it is actually buying a particular rate of LIBOR and ensuring that the same LIBOR would be obtained on that specified date. What is exactly a cap? If the actual LIBOR exceeds the guaranteed LIBOR, then the guaranteeing bank will pay the difference between the agreed and the actual LIBOR to the borrower. So this is a cushion. If it goes above, the guaranteeing bank will make good that change that happens. Thus the borrower caps the LIBOR rate over the period of the loan, and hence this is known as a cap. So this is a cushion, a sort of cap provided to the borrower over and above the agreed LIBOR between him and the bank. We next move to a special type of a forward contract, which we call it as a futures and options. We'll have to understand how it is connected or different from the forward contract. First, let us understand what is a financial future. A financial futures contract is defined as a simultaneous right and obligation. Please note this word. It's a simultaneous right also, obligation also, to buy or sell a standard quantity of a specified financial instrument at a specified future date at a price agreed between the parties at the time of contract was signed. So it is similar to a forward contract. Here there is an essential difference which we'll see very soon. Foreign exchange futures are liquid and transparent tools to hedge foreign currency exposure, and they are also used for speculations because of the changes, the fluctuations that happen in foreign exchange rates. This is what I was talking about, the essential difference, the specific difference between a forward contract and a futures contract. Let us see one by one based on certain parameters. The first important parameter is the amount. A forward contract can be flexible, can be for any amount, whereas a futures contract has to be for a standard amount. Forward contract's maturity can be any valid business deed agreed between two parties, whereas a futures contract is a standard deed, usually one delivery date, such as the Tuesday of every month. Farthest maturity date is open in case of a forward contract, whereas in case of a futures contract, it is limited to 12 months forward. In case of a forward contract, the currency traded can be all currencies because it is mutually decided between two parties, whereas in case of a futures contract, only the major currencies are dealt with. In case of a forward contract with relation with the cross rates, it's available in one contract. Multiple contracts are avoided. In case of future contracts, it usually requires two contracts. When we talk about forward contract with marketplace, it is a global network, whereas in case of a futures contract, it is a regular market, which is a futures market and exchanges. So this is peculiarity about a futures contract. The regular markets are futures markets and exchanges. When we talk about a forward contract with respect to price fluctuations, there is no daily limit in many currencies, whereas in a futures contract, the daily price limit can be set by the exchange because futures are generally always done on an exchange. With respect to risk factors in case of a forward contract, the risk depends upon the counterparty, whereas in case of a futures contract, it is minimal due to the margin requirements put by the exchange. In case of a forward contract, honoring of contract takes place by taking and giving delivery, whereas in case of a futures contract, takes place mostly by a reverse transaction. In case of a forward contract, the cash flow none till maturity date. In case of a futures contract, initial margin plus ongoing variation margin because of the market rate and the final payment or the maturity date. In case of a forward contract, the trading hours are 24 hours a day, whereas in case of a future contract, it is generally 4 to 8 hours trading session. So these are very, very specific, comprehensive difference between a forward contract and a futures contract. Now we move into a specialized type of a future, which we call it as a currency future. What are currency future contracts? Currency future contracts are mainly used as a hedging tool. For instance, a UK importer having an unmatured dollar payables could either buy dollars in the forward market or sell sterling futures contract approximately equal to amount to the dollar exposure and maturing as near as possible after the due date of the payment. So here buy and sell squares off the transaction, and the loss which could have happened is actually protected. His profit or loss in cash market will be compensated by the loss or profit in reversing the futures transaction. In effect, he will get the exchange rate he had contracted while selling the sterling futures contract. So he effectively does this particular foreign exchange transaction without incurring a loss. Like currency futures contract, we also have a specialized type of contract like interest futures. Interest futures contracts are used to hedge the risk of an adverse fluctuation in the interest rates. If currency futures deal with risk that is originated out of the foreign exchange, when we talk about interest future, it acts as a hedging tool to protect the risk or risk loss from an adverse fluctuation in the interest rates. In case of a 3-month deposit, the seller normally agrees to find a bank to accept the buyer's deposit on the maturity date of the contract and the interest rate agreed. The buyer agreed to place a deposit at this rate irrespective of the market rate on the date of maturity of the contract. The price of the contract is quoted at 100 less the rate of interest agreed, and a price of 94 means an interest rate of 6%. So this is the language they speak in the interest futures market. Now we go to yet another specialized type of forward contract, which we call it as an option. And here again we will find typical differences between a forward, future and an option. Before we understand what can be the differences, let us understand what is an option contract. An option contract has been defined as an agreement between two parties. Here again there are two parties in which one grants to the other the right to buy or sell. When it is buy, we call it as a call option, and when it is sell, we call it as a put option. And this buying or selling or the right to buy or sell is with relating to an asset specified with conditions, that is price and time, and assumes the obligation to sell or buy it. So this is what we call it as an options contract. The buyer has to pay the premium and he gets a right to buy without an obligation. The party who has a right but not an obligation is the buyer of the option, and for this particular option he needs to pay a fee which we call as a premium, and this fee is paid to the writer or the seller of the option. So the premium is paid by the buyer to the seller in case of an option contract. An option giving the buyer the right to buy an underlying asset is called as a call option, whereas an option giving the right to sell an underlying is called as a put option. So now let us understand, after understanding the basic meaning of an option, what exactly is a currency option? A currency option is a contract where the buyer has a right to buy or sell, but no obligation to right to buy or sell a fixed amount of one currency against another currency at a fixed rate on a date in the future. In this contract, the rate currencies and the dates are predetermined and stated in the contract. The buyer pays a premium for a right. So same features what we discussed for the options contract are available in the currency option. We have two main prominent types of currency option. One is the European style and second is the American style. Let us see what exactly is a European style option, what exactly is an American style option. In case of an European style option, it allows the contract to be exercised only on the expiry date. Actual settlement takes place either 1 or 2 business days later in a manner consistent with the way in which the spot transactions are dealt with. If in an European style option contract, especially the currency option contract, it allows the contract to be exercised only on the expiry date. In case of an American style option can be exercised on any eligible business day as specified in the contract. So this is a specific difference between an European style option and an American style option. American style option can be exercised on any business day, whereas an European style option can be exercised only on the expiry day. In case of an American style option, this permits the holder to exercise the contract on any date between the original dealing date and the expiry date. What are the advantages of currency options? There are different advantages of currency option, like it can limit losses and give access to unlimited profits. In a stable market, premiums earned can be a rich source of revenue with very little risk, can be an effective tool in hedging balance sheet translation exposures. Options can be used to hedge foreign currency loans. Options are useful in transactions where amount and timings are uncertain. Thank you.